Repent and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away. So preaches Peter today. Just last weekend, we were still celebrating our Easter joy, and now we are being told to repent. I haven't eaten all my Easter candy yet. Why preach to me about repentance when Easter has already happened? Oh, I know Jesus told Peter and the other apostles to do it just before he ascended to the right hand of God the Father. He said, and scripture says, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations beginning in Jerusalem." But really, Jesus is now raised. Death's grip has been broken. Sin is conquered. Our opening prayer tonight captured this reality well when I prayed, "May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope." Why preach repentance now? Well, I believe it has everything to do with our being able to receive what the resurrected Jesus wants to give us, namely, his peace. All the Gospels report that the first thing Jesus gifted his apostles with upon his resurrection is his peace. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you." Jesus offers, but does not force, this gift of peace upon anyone. Remember what Jesus told the 72 that time he sent them out on mission. "Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will return to you." What is this peace? This peace is the presence of the risen Christ abiding within us. This inner peace that only God can give is the source of true happiness, patience, courage, contentment, hope, and fortitude. This inner peace is the very prize we each spend our lives searching for. This peace is the elusive fulfillment and meaning for which we each search. But instead of accepting it from Jesus, we try instead to create it for ourselves. We try to accumulate power, possessions, prestige, property, and position, all in a vain attempt to acquire peace for ourselves from external sources. The illusion that we cling to is that if I can just control enough, gather enough, influence enough, or succeed enough, then I will be happy or safe or popular or loved. That is the peace that the world gives. This is the peace that we lunge after. Seems to me, especially when we're young. But as we grow older and our strength wanes, our relationships unravel, and our awareness that our time is short grows, we can begin to see the world's peace for what it is: an illusion. For the peace that the world gives will always come up short, because death is its ultimate conqueror. The world's peace always expires. The peace Jesus gives, however, is altogether different. It comes not from outside, but rather wells up from within. It is not connected to our efforts, successes, failures, or shortcomings. Jesus' peace is pure gift from God. Its source flows from his victory over death and sin, a victory that he wants to share with each of us. But we must, in our freedom, accept it. This means we must repent from seeking it elsewhere. This is the repentance I believe Peter is preaching. This is the repentance Jesus sent his church to preach. Two fundamental truths necessarily need to be embraced by each of us if we are going to be able to abide and accept Jesus' peace. First is the truth that God loves each of us unconditionally. Unconditionally. You know what that means? It means that before any achievements, despite any failures, God loves you completely. Second is the truth that we must repent. That means turn away from seeking peace from outside of us by our own efforts. Only the inner peace Jesus gives can save us eternally. That is the Easter proclamation. Success in our mission of living out of the peace only Jesus can give requires both believing God loves us unconditionally and turning away from courting otherworldly sources of peace, the courting of which results in sin of one sort or another. You see, our appeal for peace and mercy go hand in hand. This is why in every Mass, we appeal for peace by name, no less than 10 times, second only to the 8 times we appeal for mercy. The preaching Jesus sends his church to deliver is that we are loved unconditionally, and the church will welcome us and meet us where we are at. But the church will also not just leave us there. All will be challenged to repent of anything that keeps us from accepting Jesus' inner peace. Our mission remains that of Saint Peter and all the apostles of old, to bring all people into the peace Jesus wants to give.